For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. Hey, Joe, you know this? You know, some whores wear miniskirts, and others wear black robes. And this judge here, this Arthur Ingram, he said that Trump overvalued his financial statements between $812 million and $2.2 billion. He knew that they were false and used them to obtain benefits, including loans at terms he was not entitled to, okay? Now, first of all, let me ask you this. In the real estate business, is it or is it not a common practice to overvalue your property?
You try and value it. The thing is also, a value is whatever it will sell for, what someone's willing to pay for it. And if I recall, the judge had gone and gotten the tax records and said that Mar-a-Lago, for example, was worth $18 million. Well, that was the tax assessor's evaluation. And if you guys look at your property taxes, you'll know that your value in your tax assessment is not the value you would sell your home on the market. And so it's interesting, they went and they did the stupidest thing, which tells me this judge knows absolutely nothing about real estate. Any rancher out here could tell you that their ranch is worth a lot more than what the tax evaluation is. And, you know, and then in a business like Trump, you also have the brand, the name, and he has...
Do you know what, in Mar-a-Lago, do you know what they valued? And I'm talking about the consensus amongst the legitimate real estate agents valued Mar-a-Lago at?
They were more than Trump did.
$500 million.
$1 billion.
No, $500 million, that's even more than twice as much as $18 million, isn't it?
I think it's a few times more. So, and what was neat, though, in all the contracts, Trump also said, you know, don't take our word for it. Do your own evaluation. Have your own attorneys check it out. Don't take our word for anything. It was right in the contract. And all these big banks and everything, every loan was paid. The banks made millions on interest off of Donald Trump. They were all happy. The investors are all happy. There's nobody saying they got hurt at all by whatever Trump claimed when he got his loans. And in the legal world, if there's no harm, there's no foul. So if the banks aren't complaining, the insurance companies aren't complaining, the auditors, nobody's complaining, there's no case.
Well, except for if you're in New York, and
They have nothing to do with it. They're not a party to the contract, to the deal, to the loans, to anything. They can't complain because they weren't harmed. They weren't a part of it.
So how smart would it be for Arthur Ingram to try to assess Donald Trump, who's made billions of dollars off real estate? That's what Trump is. He's called a real estate tycoon. He made all of his money off real estate. And so now this guy, he looks like an absolute fool. An absolute
fool. He does.
Fool.
Using the tax evaluation was the dumbest thing. I mean, nobody in their right mind would ever think of that, Pastor Ernie. Only a fool. Only a complete fool and idiot. And now that they're caught doing it, if I were him, I'd recuse myself and say, I'm not smart enough to be handling this case.
If I were him, I'd get out of the country before.
He stays in that role as judge. He's set himself up for appeals, and he's going to be overturned no matter what he does.
Well, he's violated all the ethics rules, and he needs to remove himself.
Yeah, he's also done that. He could be disbarred, lose his job, if we had a Department of Justice, but he could get sued.
What about Letitia James? Now here's a racist. Trump said this woman is a racist. She hates white men, especially wealthy white men, and Christian. Mm-hmm. She hates Christian men. She really hates Christian men. And so she's out there now. Now she has come out. Now how, you know, think about this. Have you ever seen a prosecutor who would come out prior to and say, I'm going to run on getting elected so I can go after this man because I hate this man. I want to go after, I hate this man. If we had, you know, even anything close to a legitimate court judicial system in New York, I mean, I'm telling you, there's whores galore in New York. Their whole entire system is corrupted. I know Ohio is not very good, but compared to New York.
Look at D.C. and their jails and everything, yeah, it's 95% Democrat. Everything that goes to court in the D.C. District in a courts always goes on the side of the liberals. It's the most corrupt system in America.
Absolutely. Just unbelievable. So all these charges that they're bringing against Trump are false charges. And here, I'm going to tell you, you know, Trump had that serious skull, but I think in his mind he was rope-a-doping. I mean, he was roping the dopes out there left and right. And so now,
you know, that's one scandal. And then the other big scandal is look at Gavin Newsom. He picked this, you were talking about that LaHomza Butler.
Yeah.
And the GOP is up in arms because she's not even a California resident. Her home address is Silver Spring, Maryland. She votes she moved to the District of Columbia. And so she doesn't vote or pay taxes in California.
But that, none of that matters. Look,
to go
look.
For senator.
Is she a lesbian or not?
Yes.
Okay. If
and
she's a
black, and she's a, extremely right. liberal, so she checks all the boxes.
Well, then that's all that counts because
but
you
you're
know,
supposed to be a you know pay taxes and vote in the state that you are elected to a national office. That's the law.
You don't seem to understand that they.
I know they don't listen.
The Democrats,
to the law. It doesn't
right.
matter to them, right?
That's right. No matter how
I keep
corrupt.
Forgetting because you and I and the listeners out there are law-abiding, and you know we wouldn't let a Republican that lived in, let's say Ohio, run in Missouri. We wouldn't send him to the as a senator from Missouri if he lived and paid taxes in Ohio. And I don't think Ohio would allow a Missouri person to come and become one of their state senators, right?
I hear you, but listen to this. Excuse me. The Democratic mayor of El Paso, Texas, a Democrat, Joe, has started busing illegal immigrants to New York, Chicago, and Denver. This guy's a Democrat. He's going totally against the party. Now, to make it worse now, Hochul, the governor of New York, she's complaining about, now remember, weren't they the state that was going to be, well, what was it, what did they call them?
Sanctuary.
The sanctuary states, they were going to be for
sanctuary
all these.
Sanctuary city, New York City, and sanctuary state. Yep.
No,
and see, now
that,
locals out there are saying the border's too open and we have to limit those who can come across. We have to stop the hordes coming across the border.
See, so she went the party line until, the narrative until the governors of Texas started saying, no, we're not going to take all these people. We're going to start shipping them to the blue states, the sanctuary that want them, okay? And now in Chicago, they're crying the blues, too, and the Chicago people. Anyhow,
I just love it. We want Congress to have a limit on who can come across the border. She said the country's border is too much of a free-for-all. The border is too open and demanded a limit on how many people can stream into the U.S. She sounded like a conservative this week, right?
Yeah. But that's okay because, see, like, if you're a Democrat, hypocrisy is something to be embraced. To us, hypocrisy is repulsive. But to a Democrat, it's not only required, it's something to be embraced, hypocrisy.
Well, then the lies. But here she topped it off. This is the part that you know it's all phony. She said, quote, people coming from all over the world are finding their way through, simply saying they need asylum. Notice that part's true. And then she goes to the lie. And the majority of them seem to be ending up in the streets of New York. And that's a real problem for New York City. To get 30,000, and she said the majority of the, what, almost 7 million people. So 35,000 is a majority of about 7 million.
Okay. We had
spoken.
She has
a math problem, too. She must have taken that new math in school.
We had spoken earlier about the people fleeing the blue states, and it's a big article here from the, let me see, Brightonton, and it says here, scared residents are fleeing Democratic cities. Residents of the city have said they are changing their routines in response to the high crime with homicides and robberies, climbing to up to 67% higher than it was respectively. One lobbyist said that he stopped walking in his neighborhood after an attack near DuPont Circle, eventually relocating to Maryland to get away from the crime rate. I got news for you. Maryland's a blue state. Get away from the crime-ridden cities. Other residents have reported taking measures such as using alternative entrances to their buildings and avoided going to gas stations. The general consensus is that the city has taken a major turn for the worse, while crime was largely limited in those associated with drugs and gangs in the past. Now, innocent people are being shot in nice neighborhoods. They were talking about one neighborhood there left in Chicago that had up to recently been what they considered a safe neighborhood. Now it's gone. But it goes, this weekend in D.C. reached the dubious milestone of 200 homicides for this year. That's in Washington, D.C. After a shooting in Northwest D.C. left a teenager dead and another fatal shooting took place in Southeast D.C. This is exactly what they deserve there. This is what, because you've got a corrupt mayor in D.C., very corrupt. The city council's corrupt. The police department's corrupt. They had one guy that was halfway decent, the police chief, and he quit. He said it was so corrupt he couldn't handle it anymore.
Well, you know they're corrupt. We did a show. We were telling people where to go look at the pictures of the cells they were holding some of the January 6 people. The cell was about 4 foot wide by 10 foot long, and they had a bucket for a toilet. They had a basin with just some water, no running water. They had this little 2-inch mat on the floor. They were in their underwear with hardly a blanket to sleep on, and it looked like something that it wasn't as good as what I've heard the Mexican jail looks like, and they were supposed to be horrible. So only a corrupt public official would have a jail like that in the capital city of the United States, have the worst looking prison or jail in the Northwest Hemisphere.
Well,
that kind of says something about the people who were running the city, doesn't it?
Yeah. Listen to this. In Afghanistan, in heavy, heavy combat, out of every 100,000 Afghanistans, you would have about 395 would be killed. Out of every 100,000, you would lose about 395. In Chicago, out of every 100,000, you lose 1,200. So it's 1.2% of all the people. Out of every 100 people, 1.2%, out of every 100 people, one person would be killed.
Oh, I see, where you're going, yeah.
And so that
it was somebody said way back when it was safer to be over in the war zone than it was in the streets of Detroit or Chicago. It was much safer to be a soldier in combat.
Well, you're right. Now, these, when I talked about that, I'm talking about homicide, people being murdered, shot dead. That doesn't even include all the many deaths where it comes to the fentanyl.
No, it doesn't include the carjackings and the muggings and the, you know, old ladies getting, you know, put in the hospital because they were beaten for their purse. Doesn't include all that stuff.
27 of the top 30 crime-ridden cities in the nation have Democratic mayors, 27 out of 30 of them.
Huh. And I'll bet some of the others are rhinos or moderates.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not 30 out of 30.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, a rhino, you know, there's not much difference between some of the rhinos and Democrats. I mean, look at, what's her name, January, the Republican that sat at the January 6th committee.
I know who you're talking about. She lost her election.
Lost her election, yeah.
I mean, she was really, really beaten. Mm-hmm. I know.
It'll come to us.
Well, it goes to show you. I mean,
to be the vice president.
You know, well, remember, this was a woman who was going to run for president.
Yeah, and, right.
And we can't even remember her name, right?
That's why. Part of it, she was shunned, and everybody, you know, she was more of a Democrat than most of the Democrats. So with people like that on your side, you don't need an enemy.
Absolutely.
Hey, I've got a warning. Most people heard the name Dave Ramsey. He's a Christian, and he's a financial expert. And he had an article out, couldn't get it on the air. He called this yesterday Bloody Sunday, and he is warning Americans of Bloody Sunday. And basically what he's saying, decades-high mortgage rates, student loans are kicking in, so a lot of the people that are barely making it are going to have an extra $280 payment. And Christmas coming, and the pressure is on American families. And earlier I was mentioning some of the stuff. The average family has lost about $7,400 due to inflation this year. It's cost them that much more to pay the rent, pay the heating and cooling bills, electric, the food bills. Oh, remember, when they do the inflation, folks, they don't include your gas. They don't include your heating and the electric bill. They don't include food. So when they tell you the inflation is such and such, it's just basically, we call it commoner out here in Missouri, because the things that are most important to you, the car payment, the interest, buying a car, paying for your rent, paying for your groceries, your insurance rates on all your cars have gone up, you know, some of them 40% or more higher. The cost of vehicles, is up like 30%. Some of the used cars for a while were up even higher than that. So all the things you need to live on a daily basis are way high. So just remember, Bidenomics means you spend a lot more money to live just to maintain your standard of living, and you go in the hole by about $7,400 every year. So that's Bidenomics.
The way that they talk about the inflation. See, what happens is, instead of saying going by like a year-by-year basis, in other words, in 1 year, for the first year, inflation would be up 4%. Okay, so what they do, instead of saying the next year when it raises another 3% or 4%, that you have 8%, they don't go.
That's up 3% from the previous figure. Yeah,
yeah.
And you forget what the previous figures were. Right.
So since he's been in, they say inflation's really running about 16%.
16% or more. Well, and that's inflation that they measure. And like I said, remember your fuel, rent, food aren't included in that 16%. So if you looked at the real inflation figures, we're looking at an inflation around 35% or better. You've lost that much of your income this past 2 years under Bidenomics.
All righty, Joe, I got to tell you about this. I have a clip. It's a, obviously you can't play a video clip on the radio, but this is a male trans, one of those trans things, who's actually a male, and there's a clip we're seeing his, where he attacks this young girl in school on film.
They caught one of their classmates filmed it on her phone.
Threw her down like a rag doll and beat her up, and just walked away. And today, you know, we're living in a society. So many people out there today, you know, that would watch, they was watching some guy beating the daylights out of a woman, getting her, and people were filming it on their phones, but nobody went to help her. And
yeah.
That's kind of how our society has become, you know, just, I tell you what, if a person did that, and I saw him, I would never speak to him again for the rest of my life. That's the kind of thing that makes me sick. Absolutely make me sick. And that's ignorance and apathy, a lack of courage.
Definitely a lack of courage, and it comes from a lack of faith. And even if you're, you know, if there are people around you, you can try and get other people to join you. At least, you know, try something. You know,
right.
You don't always have to be the hero, but if you're standing and there's a whole group of people saying, hey, come on, guys. It's kind of like, remember 9/11? The one guy got up and led everybody on a charge. And people will follow if there's a leader. There's a few more of those around.
This is an article by our old buddy, Peter LaBarbera. And
yep, he's been becoming quite a journalist.
I've noticed
a few things by him.
We see a viral video on X, that used to be Twitter, repeatedly shows biological male, one of them trans things, a trans girl, it says, sneaking up on and then assaulting an actual real girl in the hallway of an Oregon middle school. It is the third girl that the gender-confused boy has assaulted, according to a parent of a child who attends the school. Oh, today, in Oregon, again, some of those illegal aliens raped three little girls. They raped three little girls today. And they'll probably get off, you know. I mean, that's the way it is nowadays with these bought and paid for.
Well, they're just girls. I mean, they're just women. Unless you're one of the minorities, like if you're, you know, trans or if you're something like that, that you're special. But if you're just an ordinary, everyday woman, who cares? The left.
Well, that's the whole point of this whole trans things and the whole what has taken place with these drag queens is to make a mockery and a disrespect of women. And then you've got these stupid women who go right along with it. I mean, they're it's an amazing thing.
They seem to be willing to accept it, or they you know, if you're silent, you're giving your consent, folks. Implied consent is a term. If you do not stand up and say something, it means you are giving your consent by your silence. You're saying that's okay with me. And so all of you out there listening, every time you're silent, you're guilty of giving your implied consent to the devil to say, well, this, you know, these robberies are okay, this mutilating children's okay, you know, the abortion's okay, the having these girls' breasts cut off, you know, giving them male hormones is okay. Every time you're silent, it's called implied consent. And
you got to remember, too, Joe,
to the problem.
You got to remember what Bill Gates said in all of his wisdom. As long as it's planned, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. If you want to depopulate and molest these children, as long as it's a planned thing. It's not something that's just done.
And as long as the United Nations thinks it's a good, then we're supposed to go along with it because that's part of the one world order, and that's what the World Economic Forum and everybody else thinks we need to have.
Well, according to Amanda Vicanasso, she says from Live Action News that the UN promotes coercive baby kills, abortion to counter next pandemic. And this is earlier this week, the world leaders of the United Nations, these are illegitimate, you know, according, I just read to you folks what God's Word, the Bible, calls them whores. The General Assembly approved a political declaration outlining strategies to enhance global readiness for future pandemics. Oh, future pandemics. Pandemics that they start. More of these hoaxes, more of these false flags. Wow. However, discreetly embedded within this document is a call for certain social policies, including universal baby killing by 2030. The declaration received approval at the UN's inaugural summit. I hope Trump gets in, and I hope Trump takes away all funding of the UN on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. The summit's objective is to bolster global cooperation in mitigating the socioeconomic and health consequences of the COVID-19 future pandemics. The whole thing is a scam. We knew it was a scam to begin with. Many more people were killed by the vaccine, which was planned. Remember, Bill Gates said it's okay as long as it's planned. Many more people were killed by the vaccine than ever died from COVID.
Right. But, and now the WHO, the World Health Organization, is telling how we're going to have a worldwide plan for preparation for the next plague that comes by, or the next problem that they need to have the world get together and deal with, according to being run by the UN, of course. And Biden wants to sign on that we will obey and do as the World Health Organization suggests.
Well, Trump says
that's an impeachable offense right there, because as President of the United States, he is supposed to look out for what? The welfare of the people of the United States, not the World Health Organization. We didn't elect the World Health Organization to run our country, did we?
No, we didn't. But he's owned, paid for, and bought by China. China owns Joe, and that's why they call him China Joe. But he's owned lock, stock, and barrel, I should say.
Yeah.
By the Chinese government.
He's on borrowed time, so it did kind of fit in there a little bit.
Well, Trump says, folks, you don't have time for the 24 election. You don't have time for him to get back in office. America's going down too fast, and this is what we've been telling people ever since 2020. We've been telling people that we don't really have the time. So we have to call on God. We should be doing that anyhow, all the time. We have been doing that here. But people need to repent. America needs to repent, or America will perish. She will perish if she don't wake up. And let me tell you, if the people here in Ohio, even with the election fraud, and the Democrats are planning election fraud, they have to. They're completely corrupted. They know they can't win an election fair. They are completely corrupted, Joe. They're spending tons of money running totally false ads on television here. I mean, unbelievable. These people are involved. They're Satanist. They're vile. They're ungodly. They're worse than just ordinary communists, Joe. They're evil to the bone. There's nothing that's too evil for them to do. And if the people in Ohio here don't wake up, if they allow this bill to pass, they deserve every bad thing that it happens to them. They deserve it, every bit of it.
I have to agree, and what even makes it worse is there are about six other states standing by to see what Ohio does. And if they can win in Ohio, you're going to see a lot of states have the same problem.
Absolutely.
If Ohio can stop this, it'll stop it in other states too. So it is more than just an issue for Ohio. It's really now a national issue.
Already.
I think, because of the ramifications.
Yeah, they're ready to go. Here's something very quickly to tell you, too. The Greenpeace co-founder, Dr. Patrick Moore, recently admitted if they actually achieved their goal, that their goal, the so-called climate change people, if they actually received it, he said that 50% of the population would die of hunger and disease. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that, I mean, that's the goal, to depopulate the planet. I mean, well, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come.
Second Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Lord Almighty, I feel the temperature rise. 5 is burning above and below. World, 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 you've down been set on fire. It's me you're blaming, but I tried to tell you so. It wasn't his design that you should perish in the fire. It hurts to hear you cry, burning world. Ooh, 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 I feel the temperature rising. I'm not complaining, love this new body of mine. Burning, 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 can't do nothing to me. Walking through fire and smoke, but I feel fine. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. Repentance was your cry from heaven above. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. Repentance was your cry from heaven above. Time's running out. The flames are burning your body. You're crying, please help me. I wish I knew what to say. It's hard for me. It's too late now. We're believing. Lord Almighty, it's even too late for them to pray. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any fury fire. Repentance was your cry. It's time to die. Just a hotter, hotter burn love. It's just 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 hot to hot a burning love. It's just hot to hot a burning love. This is final warning from above. 2 Peter 3:12. Looking for the hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. You can bet on that. And Joe, did you know that an estimated abortion pill's death toll estimated nearly 6 million since 2000. Here's what these foolish women don't know. Here's what they don't know. God's word, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And God's word, the Bible says this, that those women that have killed their babies, here's what the article says. The estimated number of women who have used the abortion pill in the U.S. for medical termination, they call it medical, it's murder of an unborn baby of pregnancy through the end of December 2022, approximately 5.9 million reported the Food and Drug Regime earlier this month. The number represents potentially 5.9 million preborn human lives lost to abortion by the abortion regiment. and since 2000, and is 300,000 more than what was previously reported in January through the end of June of 22. So here's what these foolish women don't know, but they're going to find out. You see, according to God's word, the Bible, these women that have killed their babies deserve to die. These women that have killed their babies deserve to die. That's what God's word, the Bible, says. Now, they don't understand that, because if God said that, why wasn't that on Channel 5 or Channel 3 or Channel White? Why didn't they hear that on the news, okay?
Because they don't listen to God. They do it their way.
Silly women laden with sin, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, huh?
Exactly.
Is God
never,
speaking to them?
Never able to come to the truth because, what, they're listening to the Antichrist system. And Bible study, listen to God's word, why, that's passé. You know, that's not in vogue this year, right?
Right. So, I mean, we know that Jesse Duplantis says that, God calls on him for advice. But do you think maybe Hillary's been talking to God, telling him he needs to back off or something? What do you think? I don't know. These women don't seem to get it. God means.
They're shaking their fist at him, and I don't think it makes him very happy. But I don't think he's too intimidated with them. But the trouble is, when they sin like that, what does God say? I will not only forget thee, I will forget thy children. And we are at a point where we're far below the reproductive rate we need to survive as a nation. So what the left is using for a pretext for the open border is, since we're not having any of our own children, we've got to let in all the rest of the world because, well, we're an aged population and we have to have younger people to work and support us.
But some of those whores like Whoopi.
Wouldn't it be a lot better if we had our own children supporting us when we're old?
Some of those whores like Whoopi.
I would rather trust my own children to help take care of me than somebody from another country who...
Some of those whores like Whoopi Goldberg, Joe, actually said that they have abortions to celebrate their right to have them. You know, it's unbelievable. We've had them because we have that right. Where do our rights come from? Where do our rights come from, Joe?
They come from God.
They come from God. That's right, not government. Government says, well, I'll give you a privilege.
Rights. Whatever the government giveth, the government can taketh away, and the government does more. Trust me, the government all through history takes, not gives. Governments, it's the natural order of government. All through history, every government in the world.
Yeah, but those aren't rights, Joe. They're privileges.
They're privileges, yeah. If you are one of the privileged few to receive the blessing of the government, yeah, then you have privileges. If not, then you are a problem to be dealt with, imprisoned, or re-educated.
Yeah, and so...
You realize that about, pretty close to half the world has different places they kind of call them re-education camps, and about half the people in the world live under a government that will punish them, re-educate them, lock them up. And some of the others are just too poor. They're dying poverty and starvation, so it's not a big problem to have to re-educate them, just let them die. So,
well, don't worry. I mean, don't worry about all of the Chinese nationals, like 45,000 that they've counted so far, which virtually young Chinese soldiers coming across our border, and all the drug dealers coming across the border, and the human traffickers, and those that were wanted on the terrorist list, hundreds and hundreds. Don't worry about them, because Joe Biden's got something more serious to deal with, and that is his administration now wants restrictions on all your gas furnaces. And so
Furnaces, he wants restrictions on your washer dryer, gas furnaces, your gas stove. Natural gas, folks, I have these, what they call unventilated heaters. You don't even have to have an outside vent. They're safe to have in a house, in a mobile home, because they are so efficient. They are near 100% efficiency, and they are marvelously economical to buy, they're economical to use, and they heat your home wonderfully well. Nice, pleasant heat, and Joe Biden wants to make sure you can't have that because he wants you to have electric heat, and that electric heat has got to come from electricity that, well, I can't figure out where he thinks he's going to get all this electricity from, but if you freeze to death over the winter because there's a shortage of electricity, well, that's not his problem. He'll have heat in his house.
No, it's okay if it's planned, remember?
Right, planned. And guess what he's doing? He is hiring, I don't know if you've heard this, but he wants to hire about 20,000 climate army soldiers. And these people are going to go out there and fight the climate battle. They're going to be paid by the U.S. government to fight global warming. And they're not too, I wasn't quite sure what they're, he said they're going to be used to build trails, install solar panels and other things. I couldn't quite figure out what building trails is going to do, but they're going to work on environmental justice projects. Environmental justice problem. It's going to be a new corps, an army of environmental workers. Maybe that's what they're going to hire all these illegal aliens to save the climate? It's just a question. The article doesn't really say. It's out there on World News Daily, Bob Unruh. 20,000 soldiers he's going to hire.
Well, do you know what...
Couple $1 trillion in the hole with Biden. So
all you got to do is print some more money. Joe, all you have to do is print more money if you need more.
I keep forgetting about that. Yeah, because everything I learned was that's a no-no, that's a bad thing. But, yeah, they're going to build trails, plant trees, install solar panels, and it's only going to cost another $10 billion now. Where the money will come from, well, like I guess you said it, just print the money, right?
I've watched those solar panels. They're drying up, they're cracking, and they're disintegrating. So many of them are just turning to nothing but ashes.
What? They are toxic, and they don't know what to do with them. They have to be dismantled very carefully because they're very toxic to the planet. And they are not good for the planet, and they really don't have a good way to dispose of them.
Well,
but we're going to build millions more, right?
Well, of course, Joe. Look at, I told you, if it's planned. Now listen, Canadian government admits 74% of triple vaccinated now have VAIDS. VAIDS. Official data released by the Canadian government reveals that at least 74% of the vaccinated populations across Canada now have full-blown vaccine-acquired immunity deficiency syndrome.
Deficiency. Oh, wait a minute. You said immune deficiency. That's not a good thing, is it?
No. Well, the data reveals that the double vaccinated population across Canada has now lost an average of 74% of their immune system's capability. And the triple vaccinated population across Canada has lost an average of 73% of their immune system capability. You would think that that would be the opposite, okay, compared to...
Yeah, but apparently...
The natural immune system...
Probably a few more of them died vax, so that changed the figures.
Yeah, compared to the natural immune system of their unvaccinated counterparts is what the article says, Joe. They're so, but don't worry about it. Like I told you, it's planned. This is what Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and all that said. You shouldn't worry about these things as long as they plan them. Just ask John Kerry.
Well, they did have down in the article a little farther the triple vax population. It said official figures show that they are 3.7 times more likely to be infected with COVID-19, but they're 5 times more likely to die of COVID-19 than the unvaxxed people. So they get COVID more often and they die from COVID more often. So that makes up for the 1% lack worth of double vaxxed or losing their immune systems quicker.
All righty. a video man violently attacked in Chicago. I watched this. They had this video here where this fellow was walking down this alley, and he's these Chicago's, this is an article, innocent people are being hunted like prey in Chicago, said a Democratic city leader. You know, can you believe that? I mean, I thought they were supposed to like this, right? That's what part being a...
Well, yeah, unless it's them. See, as long as it's us, not them, it's okay. But when it happens to them, well, then that's different, see?
Democratic Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez told American Reports on Tuesday that things like robbery, burglary, arson, assault, even threatening elected officials like myself. Oh, I see now.
Like myself, yeah.
Do not warrant being held on bond anymore in the state of Illinois, and criminals are taking note. Why should the governor care? He's got armed bodyguards around him all the time, right?
Right.
So they become emboldened, and the deafening cry is not headed by political demands. Look, George Soros has planned this. He bought a bunch of those prosecuting attorneys, attorney generals. He bought them, paid for them. He owned them and said, you whores, get over there and get into Chicago, get into New York. And folks, what I'm telling you is not what Joe and I are saying. I read to you right from God's Word, the Bible. He shows you that this is what they're referred to in the Word of God. Okay, in fact, Joe, let me take you over to very quickly to Hosea chapter 4. My people ask consuls at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, the spirit of whoredom hath caused them to err, and that they have gone a-whoring from under God. These are people that are sacrificing their children, doing exactly what America's doing. I just read you. They have sacrificed upon the tops of the mountains. They have borne incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your wives shall commit adultery. Well, here, actually it says your spouses, but see, he's talking to the men. He's talking to the men, Joe, those the leaders. And he said, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores. In other words, he's telling the men, and that these are the leaders, that they're whores too, okay? And that's exactly what's happening here in America, in Chicago, in New York, in California, and in Portland, I mean, Detroit. That's what's happening. You've got different types of whores. You got sexual whores, but you got political whores and judicial whores, and boy, do we have a lot of them. But now here's the good news. The good news is, who's on the throne?
God is.
Is he in complete control?
Complete control, yes.
Do we have anything that we should worry about?
Displeasing him, disobeying him, and falling away from him.
So the only thing we are to fear is God. He tells you 366 times in the Bible to fear not.
Things in this world.
He's telling us to run to this battle, to run to the battle, to run to fight. How much time do I have there, Derek? All righty. Well, folks, we're at that point where we get to. So the good news is this. You know, this is the time. You've never been a better time in history for us to plus put up crowns in heaven. This is the time. Look, we're all going to die. We're going to leave this world, and then eternity stops. We don't go out of existence. We just change real estate. We change form. And that form, if you're saved, if you're a Christian, the form is to the better, much, much better. And so, you know, we will be given glorified bodies. You can believe that because God, who cannot lie, has made it very clear. And when you get that glorified body, folks, then it's going to be like it was meant to be from the beginning. Joe, Adam and Eve, had they not sinned, would have lived forever, huh?
They would have lived. They were eternal. They were created eternal.
And so now we have, if you've called upon the name of the Lord, if you've been saved, okay, the time is coming very, and I think the time is coming pretty quickly, very close. I know we're closer than we've ever been to the Lord's imminent return, and he will return. Does God have a history of doing exactly what he says, when he says, where he says, and how he says?
Exactly. His word all the way through. Everything in there has come true so far.
And so if God tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that we will become immortal, are we going to become immortal?
He said we are going to become children of the kingdom, joint heirs with Jesus in everlasting life. That's immortal.
We're going to put on immortality. And so, again, folks, here's what you got to do. We tell you this all the time, and it's the most important part of this program. Because everything else that we're talking about, everything we discussed today, folks, you know, God has given us an opportunity to run to this battle and fight. If you're a Christian soldier, if you're saved, this adds your crowns and glory. This is a time for us to shine like the sun. And so the Lord Jesus makes it very clear. He did the heavy lifting. Only a sinner can be saved, folks. And God, being a holy God, has to punish sin. A holy God has to punish sin. And boy, there was so much sin to punish. And that holy God would only accept as punishment for that sin a totally, completely sinless sacrifice. And the only one to fit that was the Lord Jesus himself. He became flesh. He took your place. He died a substitutionary death. He did it for you. And all you have to do is one, pray to the Father. He says, ask for forgiveness. Pray to the Father God and ask for forgiveness. Admit that you're a sinner. Admit that you need a Savior. And ask for forgiveness. And then what you do, you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. You ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. Just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you a sinner, Lord. And Lord, I definitely don't want to go to hell. I definitely want to avoid that lake of fire. And I definitely want to be there. And I want to be in heaven. I want to see you, Father God, and Lord Jesus, and all of the saints that went before me. And Lord Jesus, so Father God, please forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you right now to be the Lord of my life and all of my life. Without any reservations at all, Lord, come into me. And Lord, I will make you number one, just like you did when you died upon that cross. You put me first, and now I want to put you first in everything, in all things in my life. Right now, I become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. Right now, I'm on the road to immortality. I've got God's word on it. And now I will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come dwell within me. Amen. I hope you said that prayer. And we're just about out of time. What time? How much time do I have, Derek, over there? I'm just about. All right, we're coming to that point where we come to every night at this time. So all you folks out there listening, we always say it when we say good night.
Night.
So we say, God bless.
God bless.
We do mean that. And then we say, always,
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 always.
Always. We do mean always. Always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.